Station 15, The Marriage at Cana. Bible text, Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Psalm 30, verse 11. According to John the Evangelist, the first miracle that Jesus performed was not to heal the sick, but to turn water into wine. John 2, verses 1 to 11. Jesus and his disciples were attending a wedding in Cana in Galilee. As was the custom in the Orient, there were a great many guests. Just when the feast was in full swing, the wine ran out, and this most important occasion threatened to become a fiasco. How fateful are the limitations of our human existence! Before most of the guests have noticed anything amiss, Mary, Jesus' mother, recognizes the impending disaster and asks her son to help, but he at first refuses, saying brusquely, "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" Mary, however, is undeterred and tells the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Jesus then orders the 6 empty stone water pots used for ritual purification to be refilled with water and the contents served to the guests. When the governor of the feast tastes this new wine, he's surprised that, contrary to normal practice, the best vintage apparently hadn't been served at the start of the feast, but has been kept until the end, when the guests are too drunk to appreciate it. 600 litres of water have been turned into the finest wine. Why does such a luxury miracle appear at the beginning of the Gospel? The story shows that Jesus was not an abstainer. Unlike his cousin, John the Baptist, he didn't live the ascetic life of a hermit in the wilderness, Matthew 3, verse 4, surviving on locusts and wild honey, but shared people's everyday lives and pleasures. This is why his enemies called him a man gluttonous and a wine bibber. Not that Jesus isn't aware of the dangers of alcohol addiction. When alcohol becomes our God, we succumb to self-destructive idolatry. However, Jesus also sees wine as the bountiful gift from the Creator that can bring us joy and a sense of community. He apparently doesn't mind when people drink a lot at a feast. He sees this wine miracle as a sign of bounty at the start of God's reign on earth, which begins with him. Our belief in Christ may open the door to heaven, but we are already given a foretaste in the gifts bestowed from above. Martin Luther writes, "Jesus is not displeased with the things belonging to a wedding, such as adornments, cheerfulness, eating and drinking, which appear to be a worldly matter and a waste of effort, but as long as they are in moderation, they may all be done in good conscience."